15 and 45.
719. Let's check triple team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Well, I'm still looking at a crash, Amanda.
I did it again, Heather. I'm so sorry. Heather, go ahead.
We are still looking at this crash northbound I-15 at 3300 South. It's actually on the on-ramp, but the delays are now stretched all the way back almost to 7200 South in Midvale, and they're about to meet your rush hour delays heading north from Bangor Highway up into Midvale. So pretty much you're going to have to allow a good extra 20 minutes on your drive into downtown Salt Lake. We're also starting to see our delays on the east side belt in that construction zone from Highland Drive and making the curve up north toward the Foothill Boulevard exit. Eric Butler?
Got a couple accidents down Utah County. One is on I-15, but this is down in Payson. So, and this is on the northbound side, but not causing any major problems for the commute. As you head further north, we do have some delays on northbound I-15 in Lehigh at the Lehigh Main Street exit. And then over on Redwood Road, very slow, heading up from Saratoga Springs to 21st North, and that's because of an accident right at that intersection. Aubrey?
I-15 is starting to fill in as you're heading into Salt Lake City from Davis County, but I'm not seeing any slowdowns right now. Legacy Parkway is smooth sailing if you're using that this morning, and we have a City Street crash going southbound on Wall Street at 12th Street in Ogden, and there are also a few pockets of slowing on 5th South and Bountiful between Legacy and I-15. I'm Aubrey Worthrich in the KSL Traffic Center.